Hey, it's Emily, and I just want to say thank you for clicking on this episode because I'm about to give you a little sneak peek on what is going on in my world. I am working on something so exciting, and I have not told anyone yet. I haven't even posted this on Instagram. You are literally the first to know this, but I have been working on something that's going to help people figure out what is their niche. What do they want to do? How do you monetize it? How do you grow a business? All of those things. I have done this over the last 5 years. I have pivoted several times. I have scaled 2 six-figure businesses in that 5 years and during a pandemic. So I want to teach you how to do that. So if you're just pivoting or you're starting a business and you want to do it like a boss, I have got you covered. So go over to my Instagram, send me a DM if you want to get on the VIP list for this, and you'll be the first to know when this is released. Nothing has been released yet. I am still finishing it up and I am so excited because this is the start of something so amazing and I would love for you to be a part of it. Welcome to the Fearless Femme podcast. Get ready for unfiltered chats that fuel your hustle and empower your spirit. We're here to teach you how to boldly own your space, crush fear, and tackle mindset, all while diving into things like business, marketing, and lifestyle. So get ready to boss up with us. Welcome back to another episode of the Fearless Femme podcast. I want to debunk what is going on Instagram. And if you are panicking about your stats and insights and analytics, I just want to tell you, take a step back, take a breather. It's not the end of the world. And I really think that we need to stop focusing on these numbers because I really don't think that it's helpful. And I used to be the kind of person that would obsess over all of my numbers, my followers, and who was unfollowing me, and how did my reel perform? And I feel like we do this because every time we get that validation from someone online, it's like this boost of dopamine, and we just want more and more of it. And when we don't get that, like a huge hit, right? And like we're just relying so much on this external validation when really need to be relying on yourself and how does it feel to you? And I feel like we're so disconnected from that. And I was in a place where I was just posting just to post, literally just throwing things out there, seeing what stuck, and just constantly seeking that external validation. And ultimately, that is just going to lead you down this road of constantly needing that. And it's just not helpful at all. So I just want to kind of dive into things that you need to stop stressing about. Like, honestly, like if you have a business online, then I know you rely on engagement, you rely on views, you rely on followers, and I can understand that. But I feel like there's so much emphasis put on the numbers, and there's not enough emphasis on, are you actually enjoying what you're doing? Like, what is your purpose? I see so many people that are just posting and they're just like, it's so unclear, like what is their actual intention? And if you're like that and you feel like you're kind of just out there seeing what sticks, maybe it's time to draw back and really think about what your goal is. Like, what are you trying to achieve here? Because it does not matter how many times you post. It does not matter what time you post. It doesn't matter what hashtags you use. Like, let's get real and let's look at what really matters, which is, are you connected to the content that you're posting? What is your goal? Are you talking to your dream client? Do you know how to talk to them? What does your messaging look like? Do you have a strategy that aligns with what your goals are? I just really am entering this era of like less forceful posting, more intentional, and just really focusing on what feels more aligned with my vision, my goals. And I don't want to be glued to my phone. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to set myself up for posting 3 times a day, 5 days a week. And I'm constantly, you know, trying to go viral and reach as many people as possible. First of all, you don't want to reach as many people as possible. You want to reach your people. And if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. And I love that. And I say that all the time and I hear it all the time. And I'm like, it is so true. So why don't we focus on dialed in messaging, intentional posting, and really think about what your goal is. What are you trying to achieve? How are you trying to help people? And then align your posting and your content with that. And I feel like we get so caught up because there's people that are posting all the time, and we get into this like doom scroll of looking at what everyone else is doing, and they post three times to your one, and we're comparing ourselves to that. And it's like, we need to stop. Like, it's not about that. It's not about how many times you post. It's not about quantity. Like, this is about quality posting to attract your ideal client, to grow your community. This is not a competition of how many times can you post in a day or in a week. And I feel like once I started to like take that pressure off myself of having to show up all the time, even when I didn't want to, I just felt so free. And I was doing it to myself. Like, I was telling myself that I set up this standard, and it's like, what am I doing? Like, why am I doing this? Right. And if you're posting just for that validation, it's just going to be such a quick road to burnout. And I feel like it's actually not efficient at all. And I don't think you want to do that. I don't think that aligns with what you're actually trying to do. If you're trying to build an empire, if you're trying to attract your people, then that might look like posting less and you're posting more quality content that resonates with those people. Maybe that's two times a week. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think we get so caught up in all these, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, all over Instagram. Like, I know myself, I've gotten like so bogged down by all this advice of what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm like, it actually creates like this paralysis of not knowing what to do. And you just feel like, well, I can't do anything right, so I'm just not going to do anything. And then you end up just, you know, abandoning your social media account, which I'm speaking from personal experience. But if you feel that way, it's because there's so much noise online and it takes away from like, what do you want to do? And I feel like once you quiet that noise and you really think about what do you want to do, how do you want to show up, who do you want to talk to and attract, and what life do you want to create, it changes everything. And that's what I'm doing right now with my social media. I'm just doing more intentional posting. I'm, you know, creating a more sustainable workflow and approach to social media, something that I haven't had before. And I'm so excited. And I feel actually more excited about it than I ever have. And I'm going to be posting less than I ever have. And I can guarantee you it's going to attract the right people, because I have a strategy, I have a vision, I have a plan for what I'm doing, and it's just going to be quality post over quantity. And I just encourage you to really think about that. If what you're doing is not working, if you feel like you're getting run down and you're getting too caught up in the metrics and all the other bullcrap and what other people are saying, try to quiet that noise and really think about what your goal is here. So that's my episode. It's super short and sweet, but I really wanted to get this message out, and I'm just like recording this on the fly, and I really hope you enjoyed it. So if you did, let me know, send me a DM or share this with someone that you think might like this episode, and give me a follow on Instagram. I recently went through a whole rebrand and I am so freaking pumped up. So go check me out on there, and yeah, I will see you in the next episode.